listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, guys. I'm RJ, live from Atlanta. You know, here's the way I'm going to intro each show this week. Is let's assume midnight, you know how they have like the doomsday clock and supposedly it's like 11:58 p.m. on the doomsday clock? Well, I'm going to make the Super Bowl midnight in this analogy, and I'm going to tell you what time it feels like as the crowds grow here in Atlanta on Radio Row, and quite frankly, as the anticipation grows. I think it's 10:10 right now. 10 after 10, we're moving towards midnight. What a show. Tom Brady, talk about, is he too old? We answer from a Vegas perspective. Also, an amazing stat you won't believe about the Patriots. Also, conspiracy theory time. There's a referee that maybe favors one of these teams. Also, updating the Vegas market. Where's the line at? Where the line is going? Anthony Davis talk also. And tonight's key games, picks on all of them. As I said, I'm RJ. We're joined by Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers, back in Vegas still. Fez is going to be here next to me on Radio Row tomorrow. Also on Radio Row tomorrow, Jonas Knox.
That's right, and I am live from Los Angeles, RJ, the voice of you, the fan. So, RJ, let's get it started here. It is Super Bowl week. You are in Atlanta, as you just mentioned. Super Bowl 53 coming up on Sunday, and we've got Super Bowl trash talk to start off the show because Rams defensive back Nickell Robbie-Coleman is in the news again. Last we heard, there was a no-call late in the Saints game he was involved in. And now in talking to the Bleacher Report, Robbie-Coleman said the following on Tom Brady, that age has definitely taken its toll. He also went on to say, I think that he's definitely not the same quarterback he was. Movement, speed, velocity, arm strength, he can still sling it, but he's not slinging it as much. So RJ, you being the voice of Vegas, live in Atlanta right now, was he right?
Boy, let's get the easy part out of the way, Jonas. How stupid. Even if it's true, why say it? There's no upside here. As a Steelers fan, I remember there was a D-back. I think his name was Smith, but he's unknown now because I think he left the league soon after, talking trash on Brady. I mean, this is back in 2004, I think it was. Mistake. But let's look at the merit of his comment. Now, let's use QBR. There is no perfect quarterback rating. Most pro bettors like QBR more than they like passer rating. But let's just accept right now it's imperfect. That said, QBR-wise, Tom Brady this year and Tom Brady last year were exactly identical, literally to the tenth of a point. 2018, Tom Brady, QBR, 70.6. Last year, 70.6. Exactly the same. Now, what does 70.6 really mean? It means 70% or so of the quarterbacks are going to be, or I guess the flip side is about 30% are going to be better, and Brady is better than about 70%. Right? So it's kind of a 1 to 100 percentage deal. Okay. So we could say, well, over the last year, he hasn't changed at all. But what about The year before. Well, the year before, Brady was better. He was at 79. But the year before that, 2015 in this case, he was worse. So literally, here's the mathematical conclusion about Tom Brady and age. Is in the last 3 years, compared to this year, he's had one that was identical, which was last year, one that was better, and one that was worse. That seems like about as much as you could say it. That seems like that he's playing about the same he has. 2015, 16, 17, 18. And 18 being the comparison year. The oldest year for Brady. He will never be this young again as he is today. In all those games this year, he's identical to last year. And there's one year that was better and one year worse in the last three. So I think mathematically, it's hard to make the case that Tom Brady is regressing at all. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, answering that question about Brady's age and performance. All right, Fez, you watch every game. You love having a contrary opinion because that's how you make money. Do you agree with me that Brady hasn't regressed at all in the last 4 years?
I do not agree. I agree with you. He is roughly at almost the same level, RJ, but if you measure him on some other metrics, I see a
these are these magic Fez metrics?
Well, yards per pass play, quarterback rating.
Hold on a second. Imagine a chess rating or any kind of rating, right? The whole point of an algorithm, the whole point is it's going to consider, and that's really what QBR is. It's like a big algebra problem. It's taking all these factors, it's dividing some, it's multiplying others, and it shoots you out a number, right? So the QBR number for Brady this year and last year were the same, all right? You're saying I'm going to look at one of those numbers, maybe yards per attempt or maybe number of touchdowns thrown or whatever, and somehow say that's the number that matters. Well, you should come out with the Fez QBR rating because apparently you have a superior ability to aggregate and mathematically manipulate all of these numbers to calculate who's the better quarterback. So if one of the numbers that matter, and you're saying yards per attempt is one that's gone down?
Yes.
Okay, then there must be other numbers that matter that's gone up, or how could his QBR be the same?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what goes exactly into the QBR.
But you know your numbers are better.
Well, I just know if you look at like four different numbers, RJ, the QBR for Brady is the same last year versus this year, and all the other metrics, he's slightly worse. And
well, that's
the league-wide.
That's it. Hold on. What the heck do you think contributes to QBR? So how can QBR be the same, but all of the key metrics being worse?
Well, I know the QBR this year, the average in the league was 60.3, so the QBR has been going up.
And what was the average last year? And what was the average last year?
55.7.
All right. Okay, now we might actually be on to something. So you're saying last year was 55.7, the average QBR, and this year was what?
60.3.
Okay. So what you're saying is it's actually the league is up over 4 points, but Brady has stayed the same.
Correct.
I think it's time to celebrate. Somehow, some way, I gave Fezzik enough time to stumble into actually just trumping my argument. I could have moved on with all his mumbling, Jonas. And it would have been and it would have been like, oh, RJ wins another one. But I kept beating on him so much, he threw a haymaker and just knocked me out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, congratulations, Fred. So let's recap. I think what we're saying here is if you accept the fact, and it's objectively true, that the league is up four percentage points on QBR and Brady stayed the same, the fact that he's dropped off a little bit – I think is justifiable. Now the question becomes, is he clearly good enough to win a Super Bowl? And I think that's unequivocally yes. And oh, by the way, him and the Patriots are favored. So Vegas agrees. Jonas.
Yes. And RJ, I want to get to this before we talk about something noticeable on your Twitter account from earlier that I had to look at two or three times. We do want to tell you that Fox Sports Radio is giving away 5 Fire TV Edition smart TVs in honor of Super Week and the big game to enter for your chance to win. Keep listening this hour as we'll be announcing the keyword for you to text. For more info and rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. So, RJ, if anybody follows your Twitter account, and if you are listening to this and you are not following his Twitter account.
Hold on a second, Jonas. Yes. If anyone follows it.
Well, listen, I'm making sure that we're all on the same page here. If you have not followed RJ's Twitter account, he will send things out. Yes, a big mistake. But that mistake is going to be forgiven now if you go and you click follow immediately. Because at RJ in Vegas, you had a statistic on the Patriots and the Bill Belichick Patriots specifically that I had to look at two or three times just to make sure that it was accurate. Please explain.
And just for you out there that thinking, oh, how would RJ know? Facebook will tell me if you're listening to the show right now and if you're not following me. And if so, I'm going to be very upset at RJ in Vegas. This is pretty amazing here. And there's a real opportunity for us to bet this information. And that's what I love. We focus on the betting here. And here's the number. Total points scored by the Patriots in the Super Bowl with Brady and Belichick in the first quarter. So let's say this one more time. Super Bowl 36, 38, 39, 42, 46, 49, 51, 52. So there's eight Super Bowls with Brady and Belichick. How many points combined have the Patriots scored in the first quarter? Now, if you think about with eight, it's like two full games, right? So if typically the Patriots are scoring, what, about 28 points a game during that time, you would think, well, two full games, eight quarters, it'd be like 56 points maybe. That would be about average, let's say, based on the Patriots' history. Now think, don't close your eyes if you're driving, but think, what is the number of points? It's low, I'm going to tell you that. But what's a number you could believe? Well, here it is. 3 points. No, not 3 points a game in the first quarter in these eight. Three total points. The first seven Super Bowls, Brady and Belichick played literally 0-0-0 seven times in the first quarter. And last year, three. Three total points in eight quarters, two full games, the first quarter of all these Super Bowls. Boy, oh boy, that is a shocker. What I want to do when we come back, Jonas, is I want to explain how we can exploit that, how we can make money off that fact.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell, the voice of Vegas, live from Atlanta. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. We are the show, the pregame show you've always wanted, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas, though, and I'm live in Atlanta.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan, live from Los Angeles. And with RJ in Atlanta at Super Bowl week at the magnificent Fox Sports Radio booth, RJ, Brad Powers, our special correspondent, is here with the weather from the Vegas Strip.
Yeah, each and every day, Jonas, we like to bring the heart of Vegas to you. And right now on the Strip, the temperature is 65 degrees and the neon is flowing. Back to you, Jonas.
Outstanding job from Brad Powers, our correspondent, giving
back
us
to
the
you,
latest.
Jonas. I love it.
So, RJ, you were giving out a stat earlier on the New England Patriots and the first quarter and the few number of points that they've actually scored in every Super Bowl appearance during the Bill Belichick era. So the question is, if they've only scored 3 points in every first quarter in the Bill Belichick era, how can we take advantage of it?
Yeah, not three in every first quarter, three in one first quarter. You add them all up, like you said, only 3 points. By the way, with Brad's weather report, I think tomorrow, Vegas producer Mackie, get a fan. And when he's doing the report, I want a fan blowing on him so you can hear it on the mic. I'm serious. So I want it to be like you're fighting the wind giving us the weather report.
Love it.
All right. So it's an amazing stat. 3 points in eight quarters. First quarter. The Pats start slow. And I think the why is simple. The why is Belichick understands that you can lose the Super Bowl in the first quarter, but you can't win it. I think Atlanta proved that not that long ago. So you might say, yeah, but when Belichick makes a mistake, he's going to find a way the next year. You know, when something is suboptimal, he's going to find a way to do better. Well, Again, 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-3. So maybe you could make the case after 7 years, he's finally scoring 3 points in the first. I think he's committed to this conservative approach in the first quarter. Patriots, Belichick do not want to lose the Super Bowl in the first quarter. I expect it to continue. Fez, first question, do you expect it to continue?
I do expect it to continue, and it's not just the offense, RJ, being conservative for New England. I would argue their defense is conservative, bend but don't break. We saw that in the Giants Super Bowls, where the Giants had really long, time-consuming drives against the New England defense.
In the first quarter, you mean?
Yes.
Of those games. Okay, so now if we accept the fact that we don't expect a lot of scoring in the first quarter from either team, and that in general the Patriots are going to get outscored, that's what history tells us, how do we get at this? How do we bet it if we believe it? Fez, you actually gave a best bet yesterday at the end of the show that gets at this. Why don't you repeat that one?
Yeah, so we're going to bet no score in the first 5 minutes and 30 seconds. RJ, we are going to have to lay minus $1.30 on that bet. No score first 5:30.
All right, so that's either team. So if any team scores in the first 5:30, so up to 10 minutes and 30 seconds in the first, if a team scores before that, you lose. If no one scores up to that point, you win, and you're laying a little bit more than minus 110. I like that. By the way, guys, at the end of the show today, at the end of the hour, I'll be giving my prop bet. We're all going to be given one. Fez has given three of them this week. So at the end of the week, you're going to have five props. We're all betting literally thousands of dollars on. And speaking of props, for the first time ever on a major radio network, Super Bowl Sunday at noon Eastern, it's easy to remember, noon, the whole Straight Out of Vegas gang, Jonas is joining in. We're doing an hour special, and it's props, props, and props. Think about it. Live, the day of the game, we're going to tell you how to beat the props. Noon on Sunday, Fox Sports Radio. I'm RJ Bell. We're straight out of Vegas. I'm in Atlanta. Now, Fez, give me another way to get at this. One other way if I like the first quarter with less scoring. Obviously, we could go under in the first quarter. What's the total on that?
You can play under 10.5. You got to lay about minus $1.40 right now, RJ.
Okay. So is that the second best way to get at this? Or is there another way you like?
You know, I would say, and one housekeeping item, it's actually 9:30 on the clock is the magic number that's got to read 0-0 for no scoring first 5:30.
Oh, that's a good point. So, yeah, that's my mistake. So 5.5 minutes, obviously 5 gets you to 10. So thank you on that. 9:30, it's still first 5.5 minutes, so I explained it wrong. Agreed. That was your best bet yesterday. Now, how would you get at it today if you were going to get at this first quarter low scoring for the Pats another way?
I like betting third quarter to outscore first quarter. Got to lay about minus $1.40 on that. Oftentimes after that long Super Bowl show, we see teams come out like gangbusters, high scoring in the third quarter.
So that's interesting because I do think the length of the halftime is a key handicapping element and where the Pats have another big advantage because they've done it so many times. So does history tell us or do we have to research it that third quarter scoring in the Super Bowl, we know it's going to be higher than first quarter just because first quarter tends to be historically low in the Super Bowl, but is third quarter historically high in the Super Bowl?
In the Patriots Super Bowls, the last eight with Brady and Belichick, 9.3 points in the third quarter. So that's about average third quarter scoring overall for an NFL game.
So 9.3 points combined?
Yes.
Okay. And the Patriots, the scoring has been 3 points on average combined in the first quarter. So you're saying, hey, we've got eight games. There's an average of 3 points scored in the first quarter. Average of 9-plus scored in the third, so go third quarter over. So you like that more than under 10.5 in the first quarter?
I like them both. I don't like I like to diversify. So I like to, if I'm going to make a really big bet, bet a different way, three different ways.
Last question on this. Pats, first quarter history, no scoring, hardly at all, only 3 points, 8 Super Bowls. Last question. The opponents have scored 24 points in these first quarters. Do we think about betting the Rams simply in the first quarter?
You know, I considered it, RJ, but I didn't do it, and here's why. I'm concerned about that the Patriots are more likely to start with the ball. If you start with the ball, you have an advantage. McVay always defers. He's deferred all year long. And Belichick is actually, when he wins the coin toss, he's taken the ball twice this year, including against the Chargers. So I think there's a greater than normal chance that the Patriots are going to start with the ball this Super Bowl.
Yeah, so let's think about that. This is a great point Fezzik's making, and we're wrapping on this topic. The concept is that if you get the first possession in the first quarter, there's a decent chance you're going to have an extra possession if there's an odd number of possessions, which is going to be what, about half the time, Fez?
Yes.
Okay. Thus, that the fact the Patriots two times this year actually threw – I think there's Boy Scouts coming through here. This is pretty wild. On Radio Row, there's a bunch of Boy Scouts. If only they knew what we were talking about. I'm not sure. Like the troop leader would be like, boys, over here, not near that Straight Out of Vegas show. But so what you're saying, Fez, is there's a disadvantage because there's a chance Belichick will actually take the ball, so that keeps you away from wanting to bet the Rams in the first quarter.
That's correct. And as it turns out, the last eight Super Bowls, New England has only started with the ball, RJ, two of the eight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but that's, boy, you had a great segment there, and then you just threw in, that means they lost the flip in all those.
Yes. That,
so is that a trend we want to say? Patriots are 2-6 on coin flips?
I'm just saying it helps to explain part of the reason they've been so horrific in the first quarter. Doesn't explain all of it, certainly.
Oh, it's a couple extra possessions. All right, Jonas.
All right, guys. So, RJ, one of the things that we are not afraid of on this show is to discuss potential conspiracies, okay? And the Super Bowl's coming up, and we're not going to be afraid during Super Bowl week either. And the story goes, John Perry will be the referee for Super Bowl 53 on Sunday. He's been in the league for 19 years. So, RJ, why is this such a curious decision?
Well, I'm not sure that it's a curious decision, though the music makes me think maybe it is. But, boy, let's look at the data. This is a new thing we're going to do. Because a lot of people like to say, that don't mean nothing. Like they say it like that. That don't mean nothing. Maybe, maybe not. We're going to present the data for your consideration, and you can decide. And as you said, John Perry referee, he's been in the league a long time, and he has refereed 7 Rams games over the last decade plus. So the game spanned from 08 till January of 2019. So he actually refereed the Rams-Dallas game. And oh, by the way, when John Perry in those 7 games refereed the Rams games, 7-0 straight up, perfect, the Rams. 7-0 against the spread. So the Rams are perfect against the spread. And oh, by the way, covering by nearly 10 points a game. So by definition, the spread is expectation. The Rams have exceeded expectations by nearly 10 points a game in the 7 games John Perry has refereed. And I get it. I get it. Oh, it's a small sample. Oh, what could it be? Well, what could it be? Maybe it's he's a big Rams fan. Maybe, you know, he has a Vince Ferragamo jersey. I don't know. But when I see something like this and 10 points a game, it's nothing I'm going to bet on automatically, but I'm going to give it a moment's thought. Open question, Brad, Fez, do you see any rationale to this, or you just dismiss it totally?
You know, we did not want to dismiss it totally, but we did note that only 3 of these games have been McVay-coached games, and 2 of them this year, RJ, really were close to the spread. The Dallas playoff game, the Rams only covered by 1, and the Detroit game. You remember that one, RJ. We bet on the Rams, and they were lucky to cover that game minus 10.
Yeah, but that makes the point. Even when they struggle, they cover with this guy, right? So, and I don't think that there was no consistency in the Rams coaching during this time. So I don't think it's a situation where, oh, he loved the prior Rams, Jeff Fisher or something, right? So I think McVay coaching or not coaching, I'm not sure how much that matters in this. Here's what I'll say. I will not bet a game because of this. But when you have these curious numbers that aren't statistically significant, but they point you in one direction, what I do is if I like that team anyway, it makes me like them a smidge more. Because here's the theory. I know he doesn't not like the Rams, right? There's no way he's against the Rams. And there's some chance greater than zero there's a reason he likes the Rams, conscious or subconscious. John Perry, the referee, 7-0 straight up, 7-0 against the spread. So if I can eliminate the chance he's against the Rams and there's some chance greater than zero he's for the Rams, it doesn't make me bet it. But if I like the Rams anyway, which I don't, but if I did, I would look at it as a free roll that there's some chance that that Rams pick is better. In just a minute, we're going to be talking about Vegas market update, where are we at with the spread right now, and also a lot of NBA talk. First, though, Mr. Dan Beyer.
Thanks, RJ. Appreciate it. A lot of NBA news going on, including breaking news out of New Orleans. $50,000 fine for Anthony Davis as the Pelicans' big man was docked by the NBA today. This for the comments that his agent made about trading the forward, possibly to the Los Angeles Lakers. That news coming down from the NBA. There was also a report from the Bleacher Report's Rick Bucher is saying this, that Kyrie Irving could be interested in joining LeBron James. That, according to a source close to the Celtics from the Bleacher Report. Super Bowl 53 is rolling on. Patriots met the media just a few hours ago. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick talking about not his quarterback, not his wide receivers, about his running backs.
We feel very fortunate to have a good set of backs. They're all very talented, have been very productive for us. James is clearly that leader. He's been with the team in a number of different roles, but he's had a lot of production in the passing game, but he's also had a lot of production in the running game, and Sony has the least experience, and he's worked hard, continued to improve, learned our offense, and just becomes more and more valuable each week.
That from Bill Belichick earlier today, getting closer and closer to game time for Super Bowl 53. Some games tonight in the NBA, no LeBron James or Kyle Kuzma for the Lakers as they take on the Sixers. And FanCred Sports, John Heyman, also of the MLB Network, saying all those rumors you heard about Bryce Harper signing with the Phillies, well, not going to happen today. Philly's still in on Harper. However, there will be no deal done, and not even a done deal that he is going to Philadelphia. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. We are straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin on a Tuesday night around the world of sports. I am Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, live from Atlanta, RJ Bell.
You know, when I was flying here on Delta, they have all the movies you can watch, and one of them was about this guy that was obsessed with The Price is Right, and he literally would watch the show every day. He created a database of all the prizes, how much they were, how expensive they were, and literally when he would get picked, and he did twice for The Price is Right, he was able to know like exactly that couch and ottoman was $519 or something. And one time, he actually helped someone get the Showcase Showdown exactly right. And it was the first time since 1972 that had happened, and that was like in 2000 or something. Fez, that's a lead up to the fact that you beat me in a debate earlier this show. It never happens. So for those, like, imagine if I said Showcase Showdown to get it exactly. You're going to wish you set your TiVo. Here, though, just search RJ Bell on your favorite podcast player. Listen to the beginning of today's show if you missed it, and it's history. But I'm coming back. It's kind of like, you know, Rocky 1, ain't going to be no rematch, don't want one. Well, I want one, Fez. You were way off yesterday on Anthony Davis. I'm going to recap just to embarrass you and give you another chance. You told me in today's show you wanted, in the pre-production show, you said you wanted a chance. So the question was, Anthony Davis, what would he mean with LeBron, with the Lakers? And you said, okay, right now the Lakers are 25-1 to win the title. Add Anthony Davis, 20-1, I'll make it. And my first thought was, what? You're crazy. But then you explained, even with Anthony Davis, accepting the fact there's integration time, no matter how good the players are when they're new teammates, to really play well together, that the chance of them making the playoffs, even with AD, would be about 50%. Right now, the chance of the Lakers making the playoffs, based on 538, is about 25%, the website 538. So add AD, give them up to 50. You're like, hey, there's a flip of a coin to even make those things. And I think, fair enough, you made a good point there, Steve Fezzik. But here's where you got off track. Oh, dog. I asked you, what would the odds be if Anthony Davis were on the Lakers and they made the playoffs, which is presupposing, hey, this team is integrated, playing well because they were able to surge and make the playoffs in this hypothetical. And your answer was, Steve Fezzik?
14-1.
See, I just wanted you on record. Now, that means that you think Golden State, Boston, and Toronto would all have better odds than them. And I'm not even going to necessarily want to debate that. Lakers in the playoffs with Anthony Davis, Golden State, Boston, Toronto, fine. But then here's the trouble. You said Milwaukee would have a better chance than the Lakers and Houston. And I think maybe let's look at Houston because you could say, oh, it's easier to make it out of the East and all that stuff. Maybe. But Houston, now let's get this straight. James Harden, you have as what player 1 to 10 in the NBA?
Number 2.
All right. And you have LeBron number 1?
I do.
Okay. And now, what do you have Chris Paul at 1 to whatever?
Chris Paul number 15.
And the second player, Anthony Davis, on this hypothetical Lakers team, you have number 4, correct?
Yes, I do.
So you're saying the number 1 player and the number 4 player with a superior supporting cast. The assumption being, oh, they probably give up 3 assets, but they still, the Lakers, would have a superior supporting cast, somehow would have worse odds than the number 1 and number whatever. I couldn't even remember. Count as high as you said, Chris Paul. Explain.
All right. It's all about the path to winning the title. Even if the Lakers make the playoffs, and we said it's 50-50, well, there's about 7 teams in the West that look very likely to make the playoffs and to stay ahead of the Lakers. They're all 3.5 games in front of them. That would put the Lakers in as the number 8 seed. That would collide them likely with Golden State.
Oh, this is – hold on. If you're going to win the title – even Jonas is laughing at you. If you're going to win the title, you've got to beat all the best teams. So the assumption is you're going to beat Golden State anyway. So the only thing that matters here is home court advantage. And the only way you're going to let home court decide who wins a playoff series is if you consider the teams to be even. So let's accept Houston will have home court in this hypothetical over the Lakers. So the only way you can say that's what the differentiator is, that's why you like Houston over the Lakers when it comes to title odds, is because you think Houston's an equal team to the Lakers with AD. That's what you think?
I think that the two teams.
Boy, that delay tells you something, guys.
RJ, their odds against Golden State to have to lead against Golden State, they're going to be 5-1 just to get into the final eight.
But what would Houston's be? I mean, that's the thing is you and again, you don't know. Lakers could easily be 7th and stay out of Golden State's path.
I don't know. Think it's easy at all. I've got.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. The NBA doesn't reseed, right?
They do not.
So, really, if the Lakers just aren't 8th, then they only have a 50% chance to even have to deal with Golden State before the Western Finals. So, let's just agree to this. Next, he's going to say the wind was blowing yesterday. I mean, you're just pulling stuff that literally is meaningless when it comes to this. So, let's just get you one more time on record. What you're saying is you think Lakers with LeBron, the number 1 player, Anthony Davis, number 4 in your mind, and a superior supporting cast somehow would be underdogs against James Harden, Chris Paul, who may or may not be healthy, let's be candid, and an inferior supporting cast. And really, you're just saying, trust me. I got no real rationale, but trust me.
Because of the path, you got to trust me, and I'd be perfectly happy to make a bet that if both teams make the playoffs, Houston will last longer in the playoffs.
Hold on a second. This is like saying if somehow, some way, we end up at the same Subway sandwich shop on June 22nd of 2019, I'll bet you I can eat more Subways. Fez, the fact that the Anthony Davis trade happening or not is unlikely this quickly, and the idea that then they're going to make the playoffs, and then we're going to bet $100 on it, we'll save that one.
All right, Jonas.
A lot of hypotheticals.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I do think it's fascinating that the way that the NBA, well, I'm not even sure it's the NBA fans. I think it's people just being anti-LeBron. Because if you really think about it, if you look at what the late or what the Cavs did with LeBron last year, and think about that team 2 through 12, and think Kevin Love was number two, right? And then think, well, Anthony Davis is number two in this hypothetical. And, oh, by the way, 3 through 12 is a lot better, too, than the Cavs had. The idea that this Laker team with AD and LeBron wouldn't be a powerhouse, I don't know why people don't want to say it would be. But, boy, I really think they would. I mean, again, if you have number one, number four, and at least an average supporting cast, how aren't you a powerhouse? And even if you want to debate, oh, maybe LeBron's not one anymore, maybe he's two, maybe he's three, I'm not sure it really matters. You'd have three or two of the top five players. And correct me if I'm wrong, you know, you could debate Golden State does, but I don't think they do. Now, I get Klay's the third, and no one's saying that Laker team's better than the Warriors. But boy, oh boy, it would be one of the best teams in the NBA, in my opinion. When we come back, there's a big night of basketball. We're going to quickly give you the picks you need for that, plus my free prop bet. Jonas.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas. I'm live in Atlanta.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. It is best bets time. We've got college basketball tipping off in a little over 10 minutes from now. It is Kansas at Texas right now. Texas is a one-point favorite. Brad Powers, what say you?
I say a lean on Texas minus one, but this handicap's all about Texas's opponent, Kansas. Kansas has played the toughest schedule in the country. You can go two ways with that kind of information. One hand, you can say, hey, Kansas is better than their stats and their record indicate because they played such a tough schedule. Or two, which I think is the correct way to take it, you can say Kansas, because they played such a tough schedule, they're wearing down, and we're seeing that. Kansas, without their starting center, has only covered one of their last eight games. Lean Texas for me, minus one.
Hey, good stuff, Brad. Hey, guys, only got a couple minutes left. We got three games and my props, so let's keep it going.
Guys, we've got Kentucky and Vanderbilt also on ESPN coming up later on. Brad Powers, the Wildcats are a nine-point favorite.
Yeah, this one's a like for me. So this is a bet on Vanderbilt plus nine. Listen up, guys. We have a 17-1 trend in our favor here. Here's the trend. Last 18 times Kentucky and Vanderbilt have played, Vanderbilt only one time has lost by more than 9 points. They usually get up for these games. It's a flat spot for Kentucky. Like and bet Vanderbilt plus nine.
Boy, that was a heck of a pick there, Brad. That analysis is very professional. Jonas.
We've got a TNT doubleheader in the NBA. Pelicans at the Rockets, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, lean Rockets minus 12. The New Orleans motivation is questionable. Anthony Davis, of course, wants out of New Orleans, but New Orleans is also a mash unit right now with four starters out. Boy, when you got all these backups in, you need a team with good chemistry, and I don't think they have it. Lean Houston minus 12.
Yeah, there's two ways to look at that. One way you might say, oh, they want to come together and kind of prove they don't need AD. The other is, boy, guys, the Titanic is sinking. Jonas.
After the Pelicans and Rockets, also on TNT, the 76ers are a 7.5-point favorite on pregame.com at the Lakers.
Yeah, lean Lakers plus 7.5. Lakers, sense of urgency here. They're down to a 25% chance to make the playoffs. They have a really difficult schedule coming up. They need this game like blood. And Philly might be looking ahead. They play Golden State Thursday night.
You got to wonder, are these Lakers auditioning to stay with the team, auditioning to get traded? But you got to think energy is going to be up for the Lakers. All right, guys, Super Bowl, the line right now, 2.5 Patriots. No move from yesterday. So every day we're going to give you our market report on the spread and the total and various props. Right now, though, no change from yesterday, though the betting has been brisk and I expect it to go to 3. We'll be talking about it. We've said it many times. If you like the Pats, lay it now. There's too much risk it going to 3. It's not a sure thing it will, but it's such a key number. If you like the Rams, don't bet till you get a 3 or 10 minutes before the game. You got to kind of give up and say, oh, she's not calling back. I got to take that 2.5. My prop bet of the week, and we're going to have one Wednesday, one Thursday, one Friday from Fez, from Brad, all of us. And remember, guys, on Sunday, first time ever, major national radio network, a prop show on Super Bowl Sunday. 1 hour, noon Eastern time, right here, Fox Sports Radio. We're going to break down all the key props. My best bet on Tuesday here, I like Patriots over rush yards. So this is as a team, the Patriots. Will they have over 119, you can get out there now, rush yards? It's that low. Here's why I think they're going to rush the heck out of the ball. The Rams are not as good defensively against a rush as they are against a pass. And number two, the Rams have faced two back offenses, like a fullback, less than a dozen times this year. And it's what the Patriots been running a ton recently, more than any other team. So it's what Belichick wants to do, run the ball, and it's what the Rams have trouble with. Because of that, I think they run. Patriots rush yards, my prop best bet, over 119. Jonas.
The Odd Couple is next, live from Atlanta on Radio Row. We are straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.